Yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Mega 64 podcast. This week's episode is brought to you by TheYeti.com and specifically Yeti Records. Yo, go to YetiRecords.com and use the special promo code Mega64 to receive 10% off your purchase order. Ooh. Coming out in August, actually, it came out earlier this week. OST1.RAR, the exclusive experimental JRPG Vaporwave album. Ooh. Created by the artist R23X with deluxe packaging by internet soldier Jason Cryer.
Yeah, I love that design.
Look at that. Mm.
That's, God damn.
That's fancy. And you can get the Owlboy OST, that stands for original soundtrack, vinyl record dropping August 28th, YetiRecords.com. Use the promo code Mega64. Pick one up for yourself.
I'm going to.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to take that
one. I'm going to pick that one up.
No.
I'm actually taking that one. So
dibs.
Fuck.
It's really fun to watch. You know, I recommend anybody on Twitter follow both Cheap Ass Gamer and our good friend or enemy, Dr. Ryan, because Cheap Ass Gamer posts stuff and then Ryan just replies dibs on all of it. Anytime there's a contest, anytime there's any kind of giveaway, he just goes, oh, dibs.
Does that work for him?
I don't know. I assume they end every contest to give him whatever the prize is.
Yeah, we were going to give this out, but he called
it. Because that's how the internet works. You write dibs and you get it. And that's just how the internet's always been.
I wouldn't sentence my worst enemy on earth to follow Doc Ryan on social media. That seems like a punishment. Wait. Worse than death.
No, it's okay now. But last year he was doing the I watch a movie a day challenge or whatever that was.
Oh, cool.
And anybody else who did that, you know, it was like, oh, I just watched a, you know, a French film I'd never heard of before today, blah, blah, blah. You know, or a Criterion movie. That's how most people handle it.
Yeah.
His was like, just watch Sergeant Bilko on VHS. Just watch Down Periscope on VCD.
I love Down Periscope. Down Periscope is a great movie.
Hey, follow Dr. Ryan on Twitter.
Yeah, no, I silenced him when it was five straight days of Stuber complaints. getting like meta-philosophical about how depressed Stuber made him. Hey, Ryan, sorry not to throw you under the bus.
No,
out there.
Do it.
You're a cool
throw
guy.
Throw him under the Stuber.
Man, I don't want to listen to you talk about movies. I would rather listen to an ass farting this right, far away from my ear. All right, Rocco, do the honors.
Sorry, I can't. You're going to have to listen, Dr. Ryan. Sorry about that.
Well, fuck!
You know what? Give me a minute. Theme song.
I'm a lonely horse. Got my pistol. I'm just trying to be somebody besides a lonely horseman. Got my gun at my side. I'm just trying to be the lonely horseman, 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 lonely horseman.
Ryan's a cool guy.
Hold on.
I like you, Ryan. I hate your movie reviews. I don't want to listen to you talk about movies. I like you as a person. I don't like you talking about movies.
Hold on. Can I add an asterisk to that?
Sure.
That motherfucker, this week, he tweeted, no, hold on. Let me back this up. Tweeted out,
yeah,
because they're putting out this big Abbey Road box set coming up.
Crazy. You guys,
Abbey Road, check it out.
I didn't see that coming.
Well, they're releasing that finally, huh?
Yeah, it's finally coming out.
Cool. I've heard good preliminary reviews.
We've been here about 50 years. I've been hearing rumors. We got it. But anyway, this awesome box set I put on Twitter. I'm all over this. I'm so all over this.
Oh,
it nice. Within 30 seconds, Ryan tweeted, Does anyone, I'm trying to do my best impersonation of him. Does anyone have something that you find really overrated that everyone holds as something really just beautiful, but you don't understand it? I'll start the Beatles. Within 10 seconds of my tweet, at me, bro. Bitter about the Christmas cast much?
That may or may not have been about you.
Within 10 seconds.
Everybody's talking about Abbey Road.
I was the only one tweeting about Abbey Road.
Well, then it was
that
clear,
I could
it
see
was clearly about you.
That I could see. Oh, I don't have time to read all of Twitter.
Speaking of Twitter, I'm a little upset because I added at you this week and you didn't respond because I found Rocco the Hedgehog. and I sent it to you.
I saw that.
I found Sean to Hedgehog.
No, I did not see that because I saw you at everybody else, and I didn't see the Sean one. I was like, oh, man.
You were number two.
I didn't get one. I didn't see that.
You were the second person I sent it to.
What the fuck, Twitter?
Yeah, I'm same Twitter. With me. I didn't see
Why
either.
Did I see the Eric
right.
one?
I could hear the lies in Rocco's voice trembling. Rocco to Hedgehog was an amazing image I found.
Now, where did you find these? What is this?
I Google searched name and then the hedgehog, and I would just scroll through and see what would come up.
Oh.
And I searched for myself. It was interesting. But then I searched for all of you guys, and Rocco Te Hedgehog came up with like a full character display, stats, personality, likes, dislikes. It was very close to Rocco
himself
in person. And so I added it. I added him on Twitter, the image, Radio Silence.
You know, can I be honest about that?
Yeah.
Sometimes my first thing I do when I wake up is I check my phone for, like, what's the latest news, the latest, like, if I got any messages or tweets at me.
Yeah.
And this is a dumb mistake that I make every single day because in that state, I retain none of it. And I had this vague memory of artwork of a hedgehog. And I didn't think of it again until right now. So that was floating somewhere in my memories.
I'm not an internet weirdo. I'm not a fan. I'm your friend.
Well, you're not a fan.
And I added your own personal IRL friend added you a funny picture. Not even a lol. Not even a, you know, let's joke with each other because we're such good friends.
Yes.
Friendship might be on faulty grounds.
On the rock. See,
I'm starting to wonder.
These are the types of conversations I had with my parents multiple times where I had to remove them from Facebook.
Wow. It was like,
you know, Rocco, I sent you a link to a woman smashing grapes falls down. You didn't say anything. Dad, I saw that like 14 years ago.
Rocco retweets like
can't reply?
Inspector Gadget memes or
what?
You know, he retweets the stupidest
stuff. The Matthew Broderick one, too.
Participate with the lowliest peasants on Twitter. But when a real IRL friend,
a true IRL friend
tries to bond with some humor, nothing.
Well,
I sent one to Garrett. He responded. Now, Meg
Garrett,
responded.
Let me be honest with you. I swear,
Rocco and Sean snubbed me.
I swear to God, I did not see it. I just found it. I did like and retweet it. I'm so sorry I didn't see that. Let me apologize. Plus up on me.
Now,
Brian, I'm sorry.
You want to hear?
I really am.
You want me to rub your nose in it? Get you really upset?
Yeah, sure.
I added one to our old friend, our good friend Eric Bedour.
Oh,
Eric the Hedgehog. That one got more likes than either of yours did.
Well,
so.
My theory on that is no one saw it because I didn't see it.
Well, my theory is Eric's more famous than you guys at this point.
Well, that's true. That's
I'm gonna
true.
Say it.
No, it's true.
I think he's finally surpassed us.
Good for him.
You know what? I'm gonna start kissing Bernie's ass. I'm gonna surpass all of them. I'm gonna be like the new. I'm gonna be like Kylo Ren, looking up at Darth Vader, going, "That's I can top that." I'm gonna have Eric Bedour's skull sitting on my mantle, just like I will. I will surpass you. You are old, and I am the future. I will be more evil, and I will like armadillos more than you ever did.
I got a FaceTime call from my friend Eric yesterday, which is rare. First of all, to get a call from him, you know, we usually text. We text fairly often, but a call is like, oh, what's going on? FaceTime, interesting. Okay, yeah, emergency. All right. And then I answered it, and he said, we tried calling Rocco. I'm here with Andrew Douglas, and we can't. How do you find the Earth Harp in Final Fantasy VII?
Why would you know that?
Well, I
like,
you
sorry,
just got angry.
I missed some salt?
I did not know.
Why the fuck would you know that?
No, but
bitch.
I'm honestly like,
who the fuck do you think you are?
I said, you know, I don't know this,
I didn't know that.
Let me ask someone who has the equal knowledge of me on this subject. So I asked Sawyer, and she also didn't know. So we didn't know. But it was nice to see and talk to Eric for a second. Anyways.
Yeah, I missed the call, and I asked him. I was like, is everything okay? And yeah, he said, where's the fucking Earth Harp? I was like, nah.
I said,
that was some side shit I think I never did.
And I said, yo, Google.
Check out Earth.
He just texted me back with artwork of Kate Sith or whatever. How do you pronounce that character's name? Because when that game came out, I remember I was on the internet, you know, in an early form of it back then, and it was always people were always telling me, oh, it's actually Ketchi. It's actually Ketchi. But Ketchi. I don't know if that's like a Japanese interpretation of it or.
Yeah, it's offensive.
So I used to say Ketchi, but then when I would say that at school, people would be like, why are you saying that? And then they'd be like, I will surpass you. Mm.
Mm-hmm. That's like when you want to say ninja, but you say ninja.
Don't.
You're not supposed to put the inflection on it.
Did you ever see that terrible? I mean, I think the hardest maybe I've ever cringed.
I want to be ninja?
Yeah. Have you seen that? Okay, you must have.
Shouts out to... Tonight we have Johnny working the camera. Once again, Johnny actually showed me that video for the first time.
Dear Lord. Oh, this week.
It's 3 years old, but I just saw...
But it never kind of hit as big, but yeah.
Jennifer Murphy, I want to be ninja.
Oh,
Sean,
God.
Have you seen this?
I have not. I don't know. Who's Jennifer Murphy?
So she's like the heir to like the Murphy bed.
The guy who invented the folding
the Murphy,
bed.
That goes into like a closet.
Empire.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. She seems like she's a rich woman. She projects that. But I feel like I get the impression. Dear conspiracy theory, I feel like she's broke. But, you know, is trying to maintain this image of, oh, I'm still wealthy.
Well, who has the Murphy bed anymore? Am I in a 70s sitcom?
That, and she does like a lot of, she tries to run this YouTube channel, and she's always promoting weird, stupid, like local, wherever she's from, like local entrepreneurial shit. It just seems like she's hurting for cash, all the stuff she's doing online.
Maybe.
But she recorded this song / internet music video called I Want to Be Ninja, where it's this whole song about how she wants to be a ninja, but she sings it in this like Asian accent.
Yeah, that I think is top three most cringeworthy videos I've ever seen.
Cringeworthy. In the video that she filmed, she's like in her house singing it with all her friends, and there's one like Asian lady just like in the crowd, and she keeps getting in her face to sing.
Yeah,
and the chorus is like
making my palms sweat thinking about it. Seriously, I can't deal with it.
Get ready for this. Is like. Ba ba ding dong dong, ching chong chong to Chinatown.
No,
you're lying to me. I want to be ninja. Yeah. She puts her hands together like that.
I practice my kicks while watching Netflix. Oh, I can't even.
Sean, look it up.
Yes.
Look it up. Put a clip of it. Put the clip of that part. Dude, she gets in the face of that woman when she says that. Put just that clip of this podcast if you can.
Yeah, I can do that.
And you'll see it.
Yikes.
When you do the the YouTube version of the podcast.
Yikes. All right.
And then I went down the rabbit hole, baby.
Mm.
I looked up her whole YouTube channel.
Oh, geez. I've never did that.
She has like short films that are all filmed like vlogs, but they have these weird stories. The best way to describe them is they come off like amateur pornos that never get to the sex.
Mm.
It's all like her like... Oh, I'm going to hang out with my friend today. I'm going to make myself look good. Fixing my hair. I hope he doesn't think my hair's too big. Oh, he's here. And then this bro comes out. He's like, you want to drive to the store? Yeah. And then they're like in the car driving around. She's like, you think my hair's too big? And it's just like, fuck each other already. This is like getting weird vibes here.
I remember that was somebody's review of Fuller House. When Fuller House came out and it just start and it like they're all so, it's like all these blonde women starring in this unfunny show. And they said like, it feels like, cause they kind of like sexualized some of the characters in it. And I remember that was one of the reviews. It's like, this feels like a weird, like porno version of Full House. And it just never gets to that part.
It started turning into like art because I was just getting sucked into the story. Yeah. Like I've been watching this shit for like 20 minutes. I'm following this whole story. It's filmed really bad, but maybe that's intention. It's very avant-garde.
I think if you are born into a family with like an insane amount of money, you're fucked up. Like it just fucks you up and you just don't get the world.
Not in sync.
I realized watching Jennifer Murphy's YouTube videos is wealth doesn't equate to talent.
Oh, well, yeah.
Because...
No, I disagree.
Oh,
she is so confident in what she does, but the videos are such shit. Like, they're produced like fucking garbage.
And I was just thinking, like, oh, yeah, like, filmmakers make interesting films. Like, this woman just has money but has no idea how to make an entertaining video.
Right.
It was, like, really interesting to watch. But she did this promo called I Drive Like a Ninja.
Oh, no.
And
no,
it starts with a get the button ready, Brian. It starts with a disclaimer that says, this video is intended to be comedy.
Yeah.
Oh, you're, good. Okay.
You're not required to laugh, but you are expected to. No minorities were harmed in the filming of this video.
Oh, my God. What?
And then the whole video is like, I drive like a ninja.
Why didn't she just leave it alone?
And it's all about how she drives like a ninja, whatever the fuck that means.
What does that mean?
And then it's like, yeah, so I don't care if I like bump into your car with my car, whatever the fuck that means.
Oh, I get it. It's making fun of like the stereotype of
I don't know.
Bad driving.
You explained it to me. I honestly didn't get it.
Oh, no.
But it's like this thing that you could put on your car to protect yourself from other drivers like dinging you. No minorities were harmed in the filming of this video. You're not expected. You're not required to laugh, but you are expected to.
You are expected to.
And then she gets into like a kung fu fight at the end of it.
Funny.
I drive like a ninja. Check out I Drive Like a Ninja. The sequel to I Want.
You know
I
what?
Wanna Be Ninja.
I'm so fucking pissed about this that I'm going to boycott Murphy Beds and not have one.
Okay, yeah. You know what? I was going to go in on that, but I'm out.
Yeah. No, I'm out. I've always wanted a Murphy bed. Shit.
Doesn't he have one in Who Framed Roger Rabbit? That was why I wanted one.
Yeah.
Yeah, he like takes it down.
You save so much space. Those things are fucking expensive. It's
are
like
they?
Yeah, it's like $3,000 for a Murphy bed.
Yeah. How did Eddie Valiant have all that money?
I don't know. Stole it. Anyways, look it up for yourself.
Stole it. Yeah.
Jennifer Murphy.
The prequel to Roger Rabbit is going to be his Thief Days.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Thief Turned Good.
Thief Turned Good, exactly.
Yeah,
and it ends right before Roger Rabbit. How did Roger Rabbit start? What's the first scene of it? It's a cartoon. It's right before
credits.
The cartoon.
Baby
Paramount logo.
Sits in the theater like roll the cartoon.
Baby Huey.
Yeah,
yeah.
Baby Huey. You see how he's conceived. Kind of cool, right? You know, these are just Hollywood. I got ideas. What is the most you think you've ever cringed at a video? Is that that video is like top three for me.
There
I think.
Are some that it just fucks. It's
our Catherine video.
Really?
No, I'm just kidding. Okay. We posted that on Facebook this week.
Flattered, but
I love that video.
Yeah.
Most I've cringed.
Yeah, I want to say there's one that's got. Yeah, somebody mentioned in the chat. Definitely one for me is Foam Party.
Foam
where the
party.
Girls are buying foam at the store. You've seen it. It was years ago.
Yeah, I remember that.
I can has foam. Yeah, that was a major one.
Yeah, I saw that one.
See, I don't cringe. I either like am weirdly fascinated by videos, or I just hate the people making them.
Yeah,
I guess that's my form of cringing.
I know there's a big one though that I'm forgetting. Oh God.
Yeah,
I'm trying to think. There's a lot, like, there's ones that are fun, like, what's his name? Like, Kyle Mooney, who's on SNL now, does those, like, interviews, and those are really cringeworthy, but, they're fun to watch. But then every now and then there's one that's just like,
Tom Green used to do that, too, and it's like, oh, fuck. Oh, God. But, I enjoy that.
Gonna have to go with Glass Ass.
Yeah, Glass Ass.
That's the stuff that makes me cringe.
Yeah.
Because I just feel for the person.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, Glass Ass is definitely a... That's... I'm going to put that in the top three as well. I don't...
Cringe. Cringy. I don't cringe like, oh, this person's so, you know, socially awkward.
Yeah.
Whatever. That's entertaining to me. It's like, oh, this person's in a fucked up situation.
Yeah.
Oh, how do they get out of this? Oh, no, it's getting worse. The glass shards are in his butt.
Yeah.
There is one, and it's a couple years old, of a guy, I don't know what game he was good at playing. Let's say it's Overwatch, even though I don't think it was that. But he walks into a GameStop like he owns the fucking places.
I think he was a Call of Duty guy.
Maybe it was a Call of Duty guy.
Yeah.
What up, everyone? And like no one knows who he is.
Yeah, he's like, hey, it's your boy.
It's your boy here. I'm here.
1 million subscribers.
I'm here.
And then he like unzips his jacket and shows his
shirt.
He
shows off his logo.
And the guy behind
the
counter is like,
no one knows what it is, and he keeps asking me want like his autograph, and it's like, oh fuck, Jesus Christ, dude.
Oh, yeah. I guess, is his name FaZe? People are saying in the chat.
Hey, maybe. Email us your all-time best cringe videos.
Yeah.
Clearly, we need to review the tapes. We need to explore the archives. It's been a while since we've had a good cringe. Send the greatest cringe videos of all time. Next, we'll sort through them, and next week we'll let you know what the all-time biggest cringe video is.
Yeah. Send it to podcast@mega64.com, and we'll review them.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll
crown a winner.
There was one people are mentioning that has been, I believe, pulled from YouTube, at least from its original source. The music video "Osama is Dead."
Oh, it was pulled.
But we have it in our archives here. But I guess somebody else re-uploaded it. So "Osama is Dead." That's a good one. But that's just kind of a goofy music video that doesn't like register on the cringe chart for me.
No,
for me it's Sorry,
dude. Garrett messed these mics up.
Okay, Garrett's not here now. So can we go off about that? Can we finally deliver the rant that is deserved?
He was trying to help, but the logic, I didn't.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
I was here at the time.
Microphone worked
great. I didn't stop him. I could have stopped him, but I always think, Garrett knows what he's doing, and sometimes he fucking doesn't.
He WD-40 blasted these mic stands, and now they all spring
now
up.
They suck.
Sprayed them with Viagra or something. They're standing up every time.
It's frustrating.
Garrett, I agree with the chat. Garrett's canceled, dude.
Yeah, that's why he's
that's
here.
That's it. Oh, hey.
I don't know why you fucked with mine.
All I'm going to say is...
Fuck up your own, but fuck mine?
All I'm going to say is if you hear about Garrett's suicide this week...
What?
If you hear about it...
Oh, I get it. I didn't understand what you're saying,
that's
and now
dark.
I do.
That's all I'm going to say.
And now
that's
I dark. Do. I do get it.
That's all I'm going to say,
Yeah.
Were you on Garrett's
I hope you don't
plane?
Hear about it, but if you do...
I was talking to Rocco before... I don't know how much we want to get into the Epstein... thing.
I hate my life.
But
the microphone is fucking me.
Yeah, that microphone sucks. But this is the first event I've seen that every human, doesn't matter what side of the aisle they're on, doesn't matter anything else.
Yeah.
Let's get ready to rumble.
Not one person thinks he killed himself. So that's interesting.
I think he's alive.
This time there are more people believing the conspiracy theory than believing what they're saying. That's rare.
I think he's alive and the president's dead. No.
No.
I think we're dead and he's alive.
Mm.
I don't know. I can't parse through all this stuff.
Yeah. I don't know anything, but I do know is I don't know. You guys get this on tape. I don't know. Okay. Got it. Want me to fix that for you? I can fix it, Derek.
What's wrong with it?
Well, I could think of one or two things, but
you're gonna call the match.
I'll fix it. I'll fix it.
One second. Oh well.
Now I can't do anything. That's not gonna help. Oh, you guys at home, you can't hear his rant, but it's an epic rant. And you guys are missing out on it right now. This is going to be so epic. This is going straight to rage quit. Reddit. Oh, don't say that. Oh, thank God nobody heard that. Oh my God. We're going to get this patched up, everybody. While they're doing that, I want to address some things I've been hearing, and I just want to get it on camera and put it to rest. I've gotten a lot of criticism in recent years because saying that I only wear cargo shorts. I don't wear fucking cargo shorts. I've never owned cargo shorts until this last week when I got official Jurassic Park cargo shorts.
Get that? Johnny, you got that? Oh, fuck. Pick it up. Oh,
okay, well, He's done fixing the mic.
Ooh, that's a good shot.
He's done fixing the mic. We don't have to spend time on
it. There it is. There it is.
What are you grabbing?
I just don't want to get taken down. I don't need this. I can't afford to be taken down.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So let's just continue the conversation.
What kind of socks you got this week?
N64.
Sockman. Sockman Rocco.
I don't know if any of you gamers out
there have
seen.
Why don't you go by Socko?
Because enough kids said that in second grade that I left it behind.
But now all about the fancy socks now. You've become Socko.
How about, what if you don't go by that all the time, but when you review socks, you go, Socko has spoken.
You should go by the name Mr. Socko.
Nah, I'm good.
Well, we're going to call you that, so you're fucked.
Have a nice day.
I would get Rocco Socko, Rocco Taco, and then Rocco when it debuted when I was a kid, I got Rocco's Modern Life, which ironically came back this week.
I saw that.
Yeah, it got a new...
On Netflix?
Yeah, and they took your notes. They implemented your changes.
Yeah. They changed it. It's R-O-C-C-O now. So now it's just they acknowledge me.
They acknowledge you.
Yeah.
What else are they...
I'm still a SpongeBob guy. Sorry. People want to get me to watch Rocko's Modern Life. I'm too busy watching SpongeBob.
Do you want to hear something crazy close up on me? I have never seen one episode of SpongeBob SquarePants. I've never seen an episode of it.
Yeah,
I've seen clips. I've seen little things of it.
Hipster.
I've never seen an episode.
A TV. Ooh.
Hey, unrelated.
I've never seen it.
Unrelated. You ever meet somebody who's just too cool and it's like, wow. Yeah, good. You're the coolest guy in the room.
Yeah.
Good for you.
And I hate Forrest Gump.
I can't compete. I'm not on your level.
Excuse me. I didn't say I had an opinion on it. I'm just saying.
Unrelated.
It's a coincidence. Okay. All right.
But unrelated to what he said, is there anything that, let me just ask the audience, is there anything that sometimes people say is really good, but then actually you go and experience it and it's actually very shitty? I'll start San Diego Padres.
We're not the best.
I mean, that had nothing to do with you. I'm speaking over there because I like the acoustics.
Anyway. All right, so
SpongeBob. I feel like I missed the boat on that. It was like I was just aged out of it enough. I was fucking like my fucking brain was changed forever. I was too busy fucking back when that debuted. I was banging every night. I was
every sponge in the sea.
Yeah, exactly. I was just a horny. No. Bleep that on. I don't want to offend the non-horny or horny whoever wouldn't like it. But no, SpongeBob. I felt.
I don't know. I
don't want to
offend the non-horny or the over.
Maybe you don't want to hear. Maybe you're jealous. You aren't horny.
You've never been horny.
You see how horny I am, and you don't like it. And it's,
I'm sure somebody is offended, and I don't want to do that. Sorry.
I want everyone to be on the same horny level. So if we're not, then. Cut it.
Okay.
No, but anyway.
SpongeBob. Missed the boat.
Oh, yeah. SpongeBob was just slightly... Oh, yeah. My fucking brain was forever changed by Ren and Stimpy, and I loved Rugrats and Doug and whatever. Around when they started getting to, like, Cat Dog, I feel like I was, like, aging out of it. And then, yeah, SpongeBob, I was, like...
I don't know.
I didn't hate it. I just felt like it was too... I had missed the boat.
Can you unpack my brain was forever changed by Ren and Stimpy?
Oh, it was just so...
Sounds like you OD'd on it.
It was paced so different and the humor was so different that I just couldn't believe it existed. You know what I mean? It was like I hadn't seen another show like that. So that just changed. I felt like that changed my sense of humor forever when that aired.
You know what's funny is I remember being a kid and Nickelodeon unveiled their new cartoons. Doug, Ren and Stimpy, Rugrats. Those were the three. And later on, Hey Arnold and whatever.
Right. Yeah, I liked Hey Arnold. I did like Hey Arnold.
But originally, they had these new cartoons, and it was those three, Doug, Rugrats, Ren and Stimpy. And I remember at the time, all these people were getting up in arms about Ren and Stimpy. Like, teenagers watch Ren and Stimpy. Wait, this show is fucking weird. And I, as a kid, always thought, like, if the teenagers like Ren and Stimpy, they should check out Rugrats because it's just as good.
Yeah.
I was more of a Rugrats fan.
Yeah, I like Rugrats. Yeah. And I was Doug. How about that?
Whoa.
And I was Ren and Stimpy. What
whoa,
the
fuck? Dude, they got Ren and, all of us.
Rugrats was legit my favorite. I don't know why, because I think back about it now, and I'm like, why was I so fucking obsessed with Rugrats? No,
I did really like it.
My kids
really like
started
it.
Watching that recently. Yeah. I don't know if you've seen it recently. It holds up. It's a good show.
Yeah.
Rugrats is good.
Rugrats was one that when those three that you mentioned first aired, Rugrats was the least successful. It didn't really do that great. And then it was, I don't know if you guys remember this, it was later on that they started rerunning it.
Yeah.
At like 7 p.m. or something, you know, instead of weekends, it was on weekday nights. And during those reruns is when the show blew up. When it was like, dude, this show is like legit, like pretty well written. Like,
yeah.
It was good. And then it came back and it was not good.
Ren and Stimpy, but, no. I mean, I honestly, I loved all of them. I loved Doug. Mm-hmm. I liked Ren and Stimpy. It was very weird. I was always put off by the close-ups on ugly people.
Yeah, yeah.
That, like, but that's what was I mean. Over my head.
It was so bizarre. It just, it was, like I said, paced so different. And it was the only show that would have gags with kind of no point. You know what I mean? Like Rugrats and Doug.
Yeah.
Were very well, concisely written shows.
Yeah, it was an A
very
to B.
Well.
Yeah, yeah.
Ren and Stimpy, they would, you know, be in a guy's house and he'd go, "Now get out of here." And he'd kick them and they would fly out of the house and land on bulls. And then the bulls would just start like kicking and fly off. And that would be the end of the cartoon. And it's like, there was no, what was the point of that?
Right.
You know what I mean? And I think as a kid, I couldn't believe that existed. It was like, they can just do stuff and be weird and there's no point to it. You know what I mean? I think that just had an effect on me. But that show was also like the most re-ran, like there weren't that many new episodes. It was constantly having like trouble.
Yeah. I loved, you know. I loved how Rugrats always had this childlike view of the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, every episode yes. would start yeah. on something really surreal, and then the camera would pull back and be like, oh, it was inside a fish tank.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, it was, and it's funny because that you can see that in Mega 64.
Yeah.
That still affects my filmmaking to this day. Mm-hmm. We'll start a shot on like, what is that? Oh, it's a weird lamp.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's the Rugrats shot.
Yeah.
They got in my brain. I'm still channeling Rugrats all these years later.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I was always fascinated by like the child view of the world where these normal everyday things would seem, you know, scary or grandiose or weird or yeah. just totally different from what they really were. Yeah, that was I love it.
And there were gags kind of too in early Mega 64 that were even a little bit Ren and Stimpy really, you know, like inspired too, like just the kind of non sequitur things too. And then the thing that came from Doug
yeah.
is that we would always go. That's not true. That we never did that.
Hi,
not
Roger. Patty mayonnaise. I got a boner. Wasn't that every episode of Doug?
Yeah, he said he had that. A boner. That was his catchphrase.
He was always like, "Not Patty again.
I'm making mayonnaise.
Hide my wiener." Wasn't that every episode?
Oh, I've got a wiener hider. Very expensive.
Hey, Doug. Oh, no, not Roger. He caught me with a boner.
Not a boner.
Well, Doug.
Oh, Skeeter.
So you got a boner.
Do you remember the principal's name was Mr. Butt Savage?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah, they got away with that. And then Rugrats had Dr. Lipschitz.
Yeah, Lipschitz.
Yeah, those shows are fucked up.
Whoa, dude.
I want to say Ren and Stimpy had a weird named person, too, where it was like, oh, they got away with that, huh? I can't remember what it was.
Mm. Skeeter Dinklage.
Skeeter Dinklage.
That was Doug's best friend.
No, Skeeter Valentine is Mr. Dink.
He would come in.
I know
say,
way
hello,
too
Doug.
Much about Doug, I think. I know a lot about Doug.
Doug.
What's the most obscure Doug fact you know?
The character Skunky Beaumont. You never see him. You just hear about him all the time.
So yeah. Not, yeah, that's an obscure. He wasn't there. You can't just watch the show. And
Skunky like Beaumont is the Maris of Doug.
What?
What?
What did you say? Skunky Beaumont is the mayor of Doug?
Maris. From like Frasier. That you always hear about her, but you never see her.
Oh, does Frasier have a character like that?
Yeah.
And Degrassi, hello, had, what was her name? Sinclair. Heather Sinclair. That yeah. was the character in Degrassi.
That's
you never
a good
saw
bit.
Heather Sinclair.
So like in Frasier, Niles' wife Maris, you never see.
Yeah.
And they always say these like crazy things about her that no human could like look like this, so they just like you just never saw her.
Yeah. And then Doug, when it got bought by Disney and they made new ones on ABC,
yeah.
first new episode, they showed Skunky Beaumont. And it's like, you idiots. You idiots. It was the easiest gag to uphold. It's Skunky Beaumont. Okay. Well, that gag's over. You
it
have
was
any better
the
ones
one
to
gag
it?
That took literally no effort. No
yeah,
effort.
Yeah, just don't do that. it's so easy. Don't show them.
And then episode two, Doug didn't hide his boner.
Yeah. Episode two, it's out.
When Patty showed up.
And then it was canceled. Why do you think it was canceled? Can't be showing no dick to a kid.
I don't want to see Doug's dick. ABC. What the fuck?
I'll play Dick Doug, but I don't want to see Doug dick.
Fucking ABC.
Damn you,
yeah,
ABC.
Fucking ABC.
All about cocks.
Showing dicks all the time, ABC. Fuck off.
Who at ABC authorized showing Doug's dick?
Who signed up?
Fucked
on
up.
Bob Iger. What are you doing?
Fuck, dude.
He's
it's a fucking Nickelodeon show. I'm glad you didn't get Rugrats.
Yeah.
Why are you showing these people erect penises? Fuck ABC.
No wonder they kicked out Michael Eisner.
No.
That was his last demand. I'm going out, but I'm going out big.
Can't believe they showed that.
Show it. What do you mean show it? Excuse me, Michael Eisner, show what? You know what to do. And he hits a button, and Doug's dick was on TV for a full 20 minutes. On one Saturday morning.
22 minutes of dick. All right.
Yeah. 3 hours of Doug's dick once a week. One Saturday morning.
Okay, after these messages, there'll be more dick.
Well, we have sponsors.
We have sponsors. We should get to those.
Now you're in the mode to visit another company because you're so disgusted by Mega 64.
Yeah, you're ready to leave us. Here's where to go.
Go to mega64.ting.com and check out ting.com. Ting is your alternative cell phone service. If you're tired of Verizon, they suck. Sprint.
Oh, the worst. Like, no.
Sprint away from them.
Yeah.
Go to Ting because it's the thing. To sing
I like
about
tings.
When you're getting some bling. Ting, you only use the data you pay for. So, you know, you're not paying for data and then not using it. You're not using more data than you pay for and then paying for more data. No.
No.
You use a certain amount of data, you pay for that amount of data, and there it is. Go to mega64.ting.com, and you will get $25 credit to use Ting, which is basically a free month's trial because the average monthly bill on Ting is $23.
And I am no expert on your personal finances, but I'm guessing that's cheaper than what you pay now.
Yeah.
So. Yep.
We all got Wi-Fi networks. We're all hanging out at the office or at home just using the house internet. Why are you paying for data when you already got internet? That's why you go to Ting.
There you go.
You can get a SIM card for $1 plus shipping. Pop it in your phone. You're ready to go.
Wow.
Mega64.ting.com. Check them out. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Nice. Yeah. Hey, I also want to say shop.mega64.com is a great place to go. In fact, it's going to be even better in about 2 seconds.
Why?
I'm going to make a new item live.
Yeah.
Because I didn't do it before the show.
He's going to graphic design it real quick.
Like a moron. But shop.mega64.com is a great place to get great stuff. In fact, just this last Friday, we put out two of our hottest items ever. These were rare items. They're back up for another run. So if you missed out, don't miss out this time. The Neuro sweatshirt and the youth pastor shirt.
Yeah, my youth pastor.
Both items that have been in severe demand. They went up for pre-order this last Friday, so you can get those now. It'll stay open, I think, until next Sunday. Check our Twitter for all the updated information. But yeah, if you wanted to get those and you never did, by all means, do that now. But right now,
this second,
something we like to do every week is a 64-hour special, a shirt that's only available for 64 hours and then gone. And right now, we have – this is based on – I wasn't here last week.
Yeah.
But you had a story.
You had a fucked up dream.
Yeah, you talked about going to this hellscape in your dreams, and we have a shirt to reflect that. The Not Today Satan shirt is your new 64-hour special. That's available only 64 hours right now.
Dude, look at the katana and the clock.
Look at
this
that.
Is, fuck, man. That's a 10 out of 10 in my opinion.
Yeah, that shirt rules.
Yeah, that shirt fucking rules. That's great.
That's right.
Not today, I love it.
If Satan is haunting your dreams at 3 a.m., do the ceremonial ritual striking of the katana into the pentagram. It will ignite and seal Satan back in his domain.
Dude, you should sleep with that shirt to protect you. So if Satan tries to fuck with you, he'll see your shirt in bed and go, oh, you know
Somebody
what?
In all caps fuck. Put, is that a reference to The Sopranos?
Was there a Sopranos thing? Did that happen in Sopranos?
Well, he does go to a seance. What Paulie Walnuts goes to it like a thing, right? And isn't there a – does he say that there? I don't remember.
3 a.m. No, I think Sopranos was actually referencing something else.
Oh.
The witching hour.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
3 a.m. The most devilish hour of the evening. Yes, last week I talked about a satanic dream I had after watching hours and hours and hours of The Great Satan, a DVD by Everything is Terrible.
Oh, yeah.
Woke up at 3 a.m. after having a satanic nightmare involving stabbings, only to find that my household katana had been resting in my living room. I snatched it up where the villains might grab it and took it to bed with me to protect myself against the Dark Lord.
And that it worked because he's there today.
And that, yeah, that is the genesis of that shirt. Yeah. So pick it up. It's only available for 64 hours, baby.
I will always cherish a memory of when I think it was like 2003, really. Remember the big fires? Really, really nasty fires here in San Diego, in Southern California in general. But I remember my brother was really just a kid back then. And when the fire started getting close to our house, he got he had a sword and a old medieval mace.
I remember
thing
that
on
mace.
A chain.
Yeah.
And then sat on a chair in the driveway. Just like, yeah. And it's like, I really wonder how this will unfold.
I believe that's a morning star.
Morning star.
For the weapon aficionados out there like myself.
Yeah, so that's what it was. And he saw the fire getting close and he said, well, and he got those and sat in the driveway on a lawn chair. And I was like, okay, we'll see. And I kind of wanted the fire to get closer, but at the same time, I didn't want my house to burn down. I wanted to see what would happen.
He was going
to
fight that fucking fire. He's a firefighter.
Battle of the flames.
I just have always, that image has always stuck in my brain. When I see my brother, when I talk to my brother, I always have that image of him sitting in front of the fire off in the distance with medieval weapons.
Yeah.
Like, okay, this is what we needed to get these wildfires out. Medieval weapons against fire.
They never had fires in medieval times.
I didn't hear about the castles burning down.
Exactly. In fact, they would shoot fire from the castle at the people who didn't have the weapons.
Yeah.
So
that's why Game of Thrones was so fake. All this fire, like dragons. I don't buy it. Mm. Mm.
I'm sorry to think Epstein died.
Yeah.
I think it happened.
I think it did.
All right. Bold stance.
Conspiracy theory. I think he maybe did.
I think he's dead.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody tweet at him like something bad, and if he responds to it, we'll know.
simple
test, really.
Yeah. Throw Highlights magazine into the cell. See if anything stirs around.
If he doesn't solve any of those little puzzles.
Throw a Kidz Bop CD in there. See if anybody reaches for it.
See if you start hearing The First Cut is the Deepest sung by children. Have you ever heard that? I think that's the worst Kidz Bop of all the Kidz Bops.
Yeah.
That was the worst one. A bunch of kids going, "The first cut is the deepest." It was like
what are they singing about?
And this.
What is that?
I think breakups.
Oh.
Relationships.
Baby, I know.
I don't know.
But kids don't even know what a breakup is. So they're probably talking about when they lost their piece of candy or
unless
something.
Unless
somebody ate their Halloween candy.
Hang out with Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah.
Sorry. That's too easy.
All right. I beat Mario Party. Not Mario Party. Mario Maker 2.
You literally every level? Fuck,
every
dude.
Level made, beat them, and they were easy.
Damn.
Man. No, I beat that story, and it was great. Rocco, you haven't picked it up, I don't think. But I think
I got too much shit to play.
It's great. It's a great game, but the little ones have wanted to play lately. So, I have Beckett build them levels that they can beat. You know, mm-hmm. It's fun. It's a fun thing. But anyways, I had the portable version going at gymnastics class. And so Lennon was playing with it. And then she couldn't be a level. And she took my Switch and just threw it on the ground because she was so pissed. And I was like, don't throw the Switch. Don't throw that. And then she said, "Well, I saw you throw the controller."
Oh.
And I had to be like, "You're right. I shouldn't have fucking done that." But the difference between a controller and a Switch is very big.
Oh.
Very big. Fuck. Didn't break it, but, that was the first time I saw that.
You got to lead by example.
I didn't do it. She learned it from me.
I was going to pick it up. Honestly, I was like right about to drive to like Target and pick it up. And then I realized, or someone told me right then and there, that Platinum's new game is coming out in like 2 weeks.
What is it?
God, I keep forgetting the name of it. Platinum has a new game coming out on Switch.
Oh, is it the cop one?
Yeah, more or less. It's like it's futuristic, but they're like a police force.
Yeah,
Astral Chain. Yeah, that's what it is. So yeah, I want to wrap up what I have now.
What are you playing play now? That.
I'm like at the very end, I think, of Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3.
Oh, okay,
but I was also kind of bouncing back and forth between that and FF12 still. But
you know where the Earth Harp is in FF12?
No, that's FF7, and no, I don't.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. Mm-hmm.
FF7, I think that was the Earth Harp, I think, was an optional thing. I don't do side quest shit in like Final Fantasy VII is one of my favorite games of all time. Never went to get Knights of the Round or beat all the weapons or whatever. I just don't care. It's like I play the main story. Wow, wasn't that great? And I'm good. I got like too much other shit to play or do or whatever that I just don't.
If it's a world that you love so much, wouldn't you want to spend more time in it? Like for me, you know, I loved Breath of the Wild, and I did every little thing you could possibly do in that game.
Yeah, that I wanted to, yeah. But I think Final Fantasy's biggest strength is its story and characters. So if it's stuff that doesn't really serve that, I don't need to do it. Like collecting stuff in that game to me is not as important as the story and the characters. And that's what I like in it. Whereas Breath of the Wild, I'm kind of carving out my own adventure.
Right.
So I wanted to keep doing that forever. Like, that's just what I enjoyed about it. It just depends on what you get out of the game. So that's what I get out of the game.
Okay.
I'm not saying the side quests are bad in FF7. I just never did them.
Hmm. Okay.
But anyway, I'm really excited about that. I've already forgotten.
Astral Chain. Dude, you're never going to be
I don't know why that name
Chain.
Doesn't stick in my head.
I don't know. Well, are they banning that game? Is that game, are you allowed to buy that? There's just displays for that in Walmart, or are they taking those out?
You're talking about the Walmart thing.
You're all political this week. You're like walking CNN over here.
Just asking questions.
You know what?
Make you think about the answers.
Let's just
listen to a lot of Joe Rogan. I don't know.
Let's just curb that here. I'll say it. No more violent game talk on this podcast.
Say something positive about Jeffrey Epstein. Why don't you?
Yeah. Quit being
negative.
I didn't say anything about him. Fuck that guy.
Oh, you just said
something? Wow, all right.
Okay, you didn't say anything about him?
Not positive. Okay. Nice try.
Oh, fuck. That wasn't... I'll try again next week.
Take two. Something positive about Jeffrey Epstein, please.
Well, he's dead.
Oh,
Jesus. And strike two. Last try.
Yeah.
Something positive, or else
we're gonna penalize you
monetarily.
You're gonna be joining Garrett very soon.
We're gonna
soon.
Write you a ticket.
Wherever he may be.
We're gonna write you a political ticket, charge you money.
We're gonna show you Doug's dick.
Something positive.
And I'm glad.
Something positive.
No. Fuck off.
Oh, wow. Didn't even
close about me, Brian. Close
oh
about me.
Man, wow. All right.
For him, I say today, Satan. Go get him.
I guess we don't
go
show
get
both.
Him.
I guess we don't show both sides.
Okay,
on this
I
show.
Guess innocent until proven guilty means nothing to you.
Wow, this guy wants to subvert the Constitution. Wow, this guy's about the deep state. This guy's a sovereign citizen over here. This guy.
I don't know what he said.
Wow.
I'll say something positive.
Yeah.
About Jeffrey Epstein. Close up on me. Guy made a lot of money. Nothing wrong with that.
More money equals better than. You can't deny it.
Hell yeah.
Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom better than Jurassic Park.
Hell fucking yeah.
Same logic.
Everybody out there say it with me. Ka-ching. That's a good thing.
Avengers Endgame better than E.T.
It was good for the economy. It's good for us. Hey, you know what I say, ladies and gentlemen? Live, laugh, love.
Eat, pray, love. Have you ever seen that? Is that getting a 4K release or what?
You ever think to yourself, I should be living, laughing, and loving, and then you do it all at once?
Living La Vida Loca is what I should be doing, but I'm not. I'm stuck here.
What about
prison?
Coffee, wine, sleep, repeat.
Oh, they have a shirt. They have a shirt at Disney now that says wake up, park hop, repeat.
Wow. Or,
it's like,
I emailed Jeffrey Epstein. I said, live, laugh, love. But you know what? Fucker did the opposite. Yeah. Cry, hate, die. Asshole. Yeah,
dude, what a contrarian.
Yeah.
Hipster.
Mm. Anyways. Hipster. Wake up, park, repeat.
Wake up, park, hop, park, repeat. Hop. It just seems like a stretch. Like, wake up, park, hop,
who's
repeat.
Doing their shirt designs?
Step four, get a life.
I feel like sometimes they nail it with, like, Disney's like, oh, that's a cool shirt, Disney. Well done. I think there's, like, two teams, and one team really fucking
99% of what they put out it's has garbage. Some words on it that just
words are
it.
Fine. I'm okay with words, but
no,
not.
But they're all stuff like that.
Yeah, fuck off.
A lot of people in the chat are saying Cry, Hate, Die should be the next 64-hour special. I'm okay with that. Maybe we make a little poster with, like, the script.
Live, have it, have
well,
it
I see love. I see Live, Laugh, Love a lot of times in, like, macrame, like, yeah. like a yeah, rose, it should, and it's stitched
it
in there.
It should look like
Cry,
that.
Cry, Hate, Die.
It should, yeah. it should look like one of those shirts.
Yeah.
Okay.
That you would see.
We could make that happen.
You know, moms wear.
That's good.
Yeah. I got a shirt for you, Mom. Compliments of the 64 boys. Deal with it. All right. What were we talking about?
We were talking about games.
Oh, yeah.
But
hey, I'm going to join something that I am way late to this party, but I finally saw Into Fortnite. The Spider-Verse.
Oh.
And that movie, I didn't like.
What?
I'm joking. It was, it was
of course
awesome.
You like it.
Well, I didn't know.
It was so, I mean, stuff. It was fucking awesome.
I was kind of hoping that was true because then
it'd be a conversation.
Yeah, it'd be like, okay, now here's something to get
like,
into.
When like when I saw everyone just loved Fury it. Road, I yeah. legitimately fucking hated it.
Really?
I knew. Yeah, it sucked. I knew yeah. that
it's objectively bad.
I yep. was going to get into a like, you know, discussion, but yeah, this was it was
no redeeming qualities.
It was good.
Yeah.
It was good.
Wow. But no, anyway, yeah. Yeah, Spider-Verse is great. My brother just saw it finally too and was like, yeah, yeah it was
on Netflix. How about that?
The more you know. Yeah, I really want like another one of those. Although I really did end up liking the newest live action Spider-Man. Because that I wasn't looking forward to that at all. After Spider-Verse, I was like, just give me more of this. Like,
yeah.
But I liked that one, too.
I also kind of feel like they don't need to make another one of those. Like,
and they probably
yeah.
won't.
Yeah. Yeah, that's like the least successful Spider-Man movie.
But what?
Yeah, it like has grossed the least of all the live-action ones made more than
I think
one.
The promotion for it sucked. Like, I didn't know what it was but up until it coming out. I thought it was like a straight-to-DVD thing because they do that all the time.
That's what I thought. When I first saw trailers for it, I thought, is this a straight-to-DVD thing? That's what I thought,
yeah.
too. But I thought it looked cool. Like, I thought visually it looked cool, but I remember seeing a lot of feedback on it that was like, this looks weird, what is this? Yeah, it maybe it just didn't read or something to yeah. average Joe. I don't know, but I was surprised how much I dug it.
Yeah,
I really like that movie. And it kind of represents what I like the most about Spider-Man is when it's really colorful and vivid and crazy and stuff, so I really liked it. But anyway, if you guys need to hear more people praise Into the Spider-Verse,
yeah, I know it's a super old topic, but I did finally see it, so there you go.
It was. I felt vindicated finally seeing Peter Porker on camera. That my dad had all those comics.
Peter Porker,
of, like the pig version of Spider-Man, whatever. And I thought when I was a kid, that is the stupidest thing I've ever seen. Like, why does this exist?
One of my favorite things about Comic-Con.
I barely know her.
One of my favorite things about Comic-Con is
Peter Porker
is seeing what your dad buys.
Oh,
comic-wise, because
yeah.
it is always the weirdest.
It's always shit like that.
It's always like, oh, I got it. What'd you get?
Yeah.
The Bob Hope comic.
Yeah.
You got it.
It's all the stuff that fell between the cracks when he was younger.
Yeah.
Like, when he was younger, he probably just bought Superman, and then at Comic-Con now, he's like, look, the Jimmy Olsen comic series. Look, Jimmy Olsen accidentally gets stuck in a bank robbery. Jimmy Olsen goes to a disco. Yeah. It's stuff like that.
Oh, Bob Hope ABC comic. Put out a Jimmy Olsen comic. Oh, I want to see that.
Yeah.
Callback.
Jimmy's Olsen. Olsen's Jimmy. Sorry.
Olsen's Jimmy.
I messed that. I should have said that first.
That's Mr. Better. Olsen's Jimmy.
But yeah, it's just stuff like that. Yeah, Beatles comics. Somebody in the chat said, yeah, it's stuff like that.
Yeah, but
or the Monkees, you know, or something yeah. like that. But yeah, he finds like the real weird stuff like that. But I do look forward to that too. Like he's because that's what he goes there to hunt for.
Yeah.
And Comic-Con can be pretty fun if you're looking for stuff like that. You know, if you're
trying, is that stuff cheap or expensive?
You know, I think a lot of it is cheap because I don't think anyone else there is really hunting that down.
Yeah.
But every now and then there's something where he'll show me. It's like, look, this is one where Swamp Thing teamed up with Frank Sinatra. You know, something where it's like, what?
Yeah.
And he's like, that one was $35. You know, something. There'd be something that's just a little more expensive than maybe it should be.
You know, this was the first Comic-Con that I went out looking for a comic and I couldn't fucking find it. And I've never looked for comics before there ever. So Garrett had to come with me because I didn't know what I was doing.
Yeah, yeah.
And Beckett's super into like Injustice, like the video game that made a comic book series about it. And Injustice 2, looking for that. I mean, why wouldn't Comic-Con not fucking have this? And every person was like, oh, dude, yeah, I don't know. Sorry. And it's like, where are the fucking everything was like Golden Age, Silver Age. Like, where's the new shit? Where's the modern age?
Yeah, it's kind of funny because it's kind of outside the zone a little bit. Like when you go to San Diego Comic-Con, you're going to find a lot of classic stuff.
Yeah.
You know, or if there's a new thing, it might be like a new, like a big book or some kind of exclusive thing.
Right.
But I don't think you see a lot of just new current regular, current shit. Right? Or I don't know if you know.
This is something I experienced just lightly being into comics for so many years. I would go out and be like, do you have this? And people would scoff at me. No. No. And it's like, I'm sorry. I thought this was Comic-Con. I was looking for fucking comics. But I think, you know, when you get more into comics and you kind of know what to expect from a comic convention, yeah, there is kind of like if it's brand new, it's being debuted at Comic-Con. And if it's a collector's item, people will bring it to Comic-Con. But if it's just slightly old,
yeah,
they're not going to have it there. You have to go either
out of the zone.
Get it on probably eBay is your best bet for getting
Amazon
or older
comics.
Maybe
Amazon.
eBay is better than Amazon when it comes to comics.
Yeah, you're right.
They're cheaper and the selection is way wider. Okay. Or go to a comic book store where they keep back issues. And that's something a few years ago I was looking for Swamp Thing comics, like the Alan Moore ones. And everybody was like, no, I don't have that. Why are you asking for that? And I was like, I don't know. I want to fucking give you money so I can buy it. Loser. But this year I had a ton of success because I was meticulously looking for these, you know, underground comics that I knew would be there. And people were really stoked. Like, yeah, I got underground comics, buddy. Thanks for asking.
Yeah.
Pulls back the curtain. He's all the dirty stuff. Yeah. So
in a paper bag.
I spent $35 on a comic. That's like my
is that your limit?
Ceiling. Yeah.
Was it a trade or was it just like a comic?
It was a single issue comic.
Whoa.
Oh, okay. Whoa. Which one was that one? I forget. I think you told me.
It was a comic by an artist named Jeffrey Irons, who is an amazing artist who got hit by a bus in the 80s. No. And so he, you know, there's not a lot of his stuff out there, not a lot of original stuff by him. And I think the comic was called Light. It's just called Light. It's super avant-garde. It's essentially just drawings. But, it's a collector's item, so I picked it up. I was like, all right, $35, it's worth it. And when I bought it, the dude was like so stoked, like, nice. Good choice. Fuck yeah.
Well done.
You're getting this one? Fuck yeah.
Nicely done,
you're
sir.
You're fucking cool. All these other people here getting fucking stupid shit. Some fucking guy was looking for Injustice two fucking minutes ago.
Oh no, that was probably me.
Fucking.
Oh.
You're buying Jeffrey Irons Light? Fuck yeah. Yo, you ever seen this Doug comic I got?
Yeah, chicken.
Love it, man.
Look at you. Gives Patty some mayonnaise.
You ever get that when somebody's like really excited that you bought something? Like, yo, you're in the club.
Yeah.
I imagine Rocco would get it more than you should.
You know where that's happened to me a bunch?
What?
Is at, and I'm going to be there in a couple weeks. Every other year they do D23.
Yeah.
The Disney Expo. And I'm usually looking for the off the beaten path shit there. That's my where I am. At that convention, it's like, oh, look, oh, this DuckTales thing. Oh, this Haunted Mansion thing. I ain't looking at that. I'm at this old guy's booth, and there's like 1960s postcards with like World's Fair, like the dinosaur exhibit at the World's Fair. And I'm like, I need those. I want to like mount those and frame them. And the old guy will be like, yeah. No one's looked at those all day. Those are from the Ford Magic Skyway. And I'd be like, I know.
It's always an old guy.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's always like he's excited that some young dude is carrying on the torch. You're into this too? Yeah. I thought it was only me. Team Unicorn reference, everybody out there who doesn't.
I was just watching Team Unicorn this week. I'm waiting for a new skit to drop. It's been like 7 years.
But seriously, the old guys get so excited that the young dude is looking for the obscure shit.
Totally, that's totally me every D20.
And then they're excited that you're going to pay the exorbitant price that they've put on it.
The old guy gave me the postcards I was looking for. Really? Had the dinosaurs on it. They had a bunch of handwriting on the back like, "Dear Gretchen, I'm still at the World's Fair. It's fun." And he's like, "You know what? Everyone else passes those by. I'll give them to you. Just come back tomorrow. I'm going to restock some stuff. Just pay me another visit
That's
tomorrow."
That's cool.
Okay, cool.
Dang.
Like, postcards just like that sold at auction recently for so much money.
What?
That guy is probably going, "That son of a bitch.
I gave them away.
I could have saw. I could have got thousands."
He gave them to a real fan. Yeah, I went up to this old guy at Comic-Con, and I was like, "You got any underground comics?" He's like, "What are you looking for?" He's this old dude from New York. He's like, "Yeah, I'm looking for this artist. I'm really into Von Bodie," is the name of the artist. Mm. The guy lit up. Hold on. And he opened up this thing. It was fucking crazy. He's like, "Check this out. I got his zine from when he was in college."
Ooh, whoa.
And it's autographed. I was like, "That's pretty cool." His zine. I haven't even heard of that. "Yeah, nobody knows this exists." "Yeah, cool. How much?" "Yeah, $500. I was like, "Okay, thank you. My limit is 35, but I appreciate the offer."
Yeah, thank you for showing this to me.
Thanks.
I'm not at that level.
I think I have a rare comic. I've never been a comic guy. I shouldn't say never. There were some that I got into, but very sparingly. It's never been like my thing, I guess. But when I went to get Boom Comics does the Power Rangers comic, and I waited to get, like, they had an exclusive figure last year. And when I was there, I got there like first thing in the morning, got the figure, and they were like, "You're gonna get the comic too?" I was like, "No, I don't want the comic. I'm not really into comics."
Yeah.
And they were like, "You're here." "Yeah." just get the comic. I don't want the comic. And they were like, "We only made 100 of this cover, and you're here, and it's like $250, and you could get it." "Oh, okay, if it's $250. And like, people behind me were like, "Yo, if he's not getting it, here, I'll give you $3. Just buy it. Just buy it for me.
I'll give you $3.
And I was like, "What? No, I'll just get it." Okay. And I guess I have this variant of the comic that they only made like 100 of or something.
What is it? A Power Rangers comic?
Yeah, it's got a different cover. There's something with the artwork that they only made like 100 of them. And while I was there, everyone was basically calling me stupid for not getting it. They're like, "Dude, it's $5 and you're already here. Like, there's people who are like waiting around the building for this." I was like, "Oh, okay, fine. Here's $5. Okay." So it's just sitting in my room. I don't know what it is, or I guess I'll sell it. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know how like the resale value on comics worth. Some
I don't know.
Super
don't
valuable. Know. You know, I walk into a comic book store, random issues are like $70, $100. Right. I think like, "Yeah, but this other one, this other Spider-Man comic is $2. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, I just buy the ones that I want to read and have for myself.
Yeah.
Same with records. You know, every once in a while it's like, "Oh, that's a valuable record." Yeah, yeah. I'm going to listen to it.
But that's how I am with everything, though. I get stuff that I want to keep as, you know what I mean? Like, I don't get stuff for the value or to sell it or, you know, whatever. Every now and then there'll be an opportunity presented my way. Now and then I'll bite. Where like, I remember Comic-Con was wrapping up one year, and there was some exclusive. I think it was like a blaster thing or whatever. And it was apparently a lot of people at home were clamoring for it, and they still had some. And I was like, "You know what? I'll get it. I'm sure someone I know wants it, you know, or whatever." And it was there, so I did it. But I don't go out of my way to get stuff to like sell it or whatever. I get stuff that I want to like. My home is like my museum, and I want like stuff for part of that, you know. And otherwise, I don't want it. Like, I don't get stuff to flip it.
Yeah, no flipping. This is the no flip zone. I don't flip either. Thank you very much.
But flips. This is a pro flips zone. Flips with a Z. Shout out, Vanilla, my favorite. Sean on Tuesday, do like a flips commercial, basically, like, you know, the pretzels.
Like, do a commercial for
the dipped ones. Are they
Oh, okay. Just do a whole promo.
I didn't know what the fuck you were talking about, but I'm on the same page.
Just a whole, do a whole promo, make them look good, and maybe we'll get them as a sponsor, too.
Do it.
Sure. Sure. Yeah.
Well, is there anything else you guys want to cover this week? I mean, if that, I mean, should we even the set is a little bit different. Do we want to say anything about it? About it, or
it is on the
acknowledged it.
No, well, we did. So I'll,
did.
We moved it to another side of the room. Did you notice? Maybe.
I bet no one even noticed.
I bet people noticed it. It looked a little different, but we moved the set. It does. You know what? It may look better. Maybe we should keep it over here.
We're doing things. Big Bear's doing things. Put the cover of that album, Big Bear's Doing Things. Sean, okay. Put that on the screen.
Sure. Yeah.
The whole podcast, just cover us. And, we're doing things in our studio, so things are shifting around.
Somebody said no more blue light, but I don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah. What does that mean?
It's
blue light special, like Kmart.
Yeah.
I almost added the blue light, but I didn't have time.
What does that mean?
Don't know what that is. Know.
Over it. Anyway, things moving and shaking as always. In case people don't know, bless hopefully me. They do, but we're going to be at PAX later this month, end of this month. PAX West?
Yeah. Yep.
I always want to say PAX Prime, but it's not called that anymore. PAX Quest. PAX Poir. It's a convention just for Poir, Yamcha's friend. We're going to be shape-shifting Oolong style. You name it, we'll shapeshift into it. So be sure to attend. It's the cheesiest. Macaroni and Cheese Craft, our other sponsor. But we're going to talk about PAX. PAX, we're going to be there at the end of this month in Seattle. The whole weekend, our panel is, I believe, Friday night, I think, 7:30. I think our panel this time is called Mega 64 Funny Punk 2077. So check that out. We'll have more info soon. We'll show some stuff coming up for PAX soon, but hope you can attend. And we announced our first Game Days guest. Yesterday, we announced our first official guest for Mega 64 Game Days 2019, which, as you know, this November 9th and 10th in Anaheim, California, is our event that we do every year. And our day one event guest, our first announced guest, is Neil Hamburger.
Oh.
The number one comedian, comedy icon, legendary Neil Hamburger. We are so honored to have this legend at our event. This was a dream guest.
We were working for a long time to get him. Now we got him, baby. Tickets are on sale now. Yeah. And ticket link for a discounted ticket to Disneyland, our day two trip to the park.
Yeah.
Come on out to Game Days this November.
You should definitely come.
Yeah. Mega64.com/gamedays has all the info and the link to the tickets and all that stuff. Get your tickets before August 15th. That's when there's a price increase, I think, on the day one tickets. So if you want the lowest price, just get it now. Get it before the 15th.
That's in 4 days.
You'll be golden. You'll be
get
golden.
It right now.
You might as well just go do it
now. Even if you're not even sure if you're going, get a ticket just in case.
Yeah.
You know?
It's insurance. It's insurance.
Exactly. You can sell it to somebody else. It's transferable. We're not fucking Comic-Con. You take the badge off, you know. What am I saying? I don't know. Get your friend to buy a ticket too. Just buy your ticket now. I'm saying is if you don't go, you could pawn it off to somebody else. Probably even make a profit. You could flip the ticket.
Yeah. We said no flips zone, no flip. The pretzels are okay, but I don't know what I'm talking about.
This episode of the Mega 64 cast was brought to you by our good friends at theyeti.com. Go to Yeti Records, use the promo code Mega64 to receive 10% off your purchase. You can get the
where I hit it actually.
Why'd you? It's all mine.
Oh, no, you were trying to steal it from
OST1 RAR. JRPG inspired vaporwave album and Owlboy coming out August 28th.
The coloration on that album is
sick.
Yeah,
it's badass. God, and you know cool. What? I want to say, just on a personal note, the guys over at Yetis are our personal friends. We know these guys.
Love those guys.
We're going to see them at PAX. We see them at every convention we go to. Yeah. They're all really cool dudes. They're Mega 64 fans. They're internet soldiers just like you. So go ahead and support them. And they supported this podcast. They help us bring it to you. It's this big circle of love. It makes the world go round. So even if you never heard of the Yeti or you think you know what's going on, just go check it out.
Check it out.
You know, see what tickles your fancy.
Educate yourself.
If you happen to see something there that you like, type in the word that you that your favorite word in the world, Mega 64. Save a little bit of scratch, you know, buy some flips with the saved money.
There you go.
So thank you to The Yeti and Yeti Records.
Thank you for watching.
Thank you for watching. Are we doing an after show tonight?
Yeah.
I can do one for a little bit.
Stick around, everybody. Give us a call. Talk to us. Bring your Epstein conspiracy theories or your favorite episode of Doug. Whatever you want to talk
today
about.
Today was actually today was the anniversary, like the 28th anniversary of all those Nicktoons was today. 28? Is that weird? Is that weird that we brought that up?
That is weird.
Somebody brought that up in the chat a minute ago, and it's like...
That says subconscious shit.
Isn't that weird that came up?
Whoa.
So anyway,
it's meta.
I'll end tonight's podcast. Are we still recording?
28 years ago, okay. Doug Bags and Nematode aired.
I will end it on...
We were promised a fart into the microphone at the beginning of the show.
28 years ago, Doug's dad says, can you find us some fast burgers to the day? Yeah, fart.
No, seriously, hold on. Close up on Rocco. Just put the microphone up to your butt. Just do it. Go ahead.
Yeah. If Garrett was here, he could do it.